Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to share with you one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible, and it's found in Psalm chapter 91. Many years ago, when my husband and I were newly married, we had a pastor who emphasized the importance of taking the Word of God into your heart and believing it and standing on it for everything that God's Word had for us. And one of the things that I never forgot him say was that if you want to be able to take hold of the promises of the protection of God which belong to the believer, memorize Psalm 91 and Psalm 27 and teach it to your children. Well, we were without children at that time, but we took this very seriously and we began to study Psalm 91. And then after our son was born and we began to raise him up, reading the Bible to him every single night, we made it our decision that from his youth he would learn and memorize Psalm 91. And so as a family, we began to memorize the 16 verses of Psalm 91. And every night before going to bed, we would recite Psalm 91 together, believing and standing on God's promise of protection that's found in that precious psalm. When my son grew older in this past year, he went on a long missions trip all summer long and went to many countries with a missions organization. And he found himself in China with a group of young men, and they were distributing Bible tracts, which they had smuggled in to the country, and they would sleep during the day and get up in the middle of the night and go through the city and put these tracts that were in Mandarin Chinese, talking about the salvation offered through the blood of Jesus, and they would distribute them throughout the city in places that people would find them, in laundromats and in telephone booths and anywhere a person might discover this tract. And he said that though it was a very intimidating situation to be wandering around a foreign city that could not speak the language at all, he required, though he was the youngest of this group he was with, he insisted that the young men would stand together with their Bibles before they would leave to go out on these reconnaissance missions, covert operations, and they would recite Psalm 91 together, standing and believing God's promise of protection. I want to encourage you today, take a hold of Psalm 91, and if you have children, commit this psalm to memory as a family, and it'll serve you well. Even as my son has grown up, he has taken a hold of that word, and he believes God is his protection, and he relies upon God for his protection. And it'll serve you very well, because the word of God is true and brings to pass exactly what God sent it forth for. Today, I want to share with you this powerful psalm of protection, Psalm 91. In Psalm 91, we find these precious words: "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." There are two conditions for receiving all the promises that are found in Psalm 91, and they are found in those first two verses. First of all, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the first verse, and in the Amplified translation it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. So the first part and requirement to receive the blessings of protection of God goes to the person who will dwell in that secret place of the Most High. The person who abides, and that means the person who obeys God's word under the covering of God, and that means his will and his ways, receives God's protection. This is a critical condition for accessing God's phenomenal power and promise of supernatural protection. We live in a day when we need the supernatural protection of God. Jesus spoke of abiding in Him in John 15, verses 4 to 10. And it's clear in that scripture that He indicates obeying His commands result in abiding in His love. He also points out that the person who abides in Him can ask whatever he desires and it will be done for him. Do you know that if you abide in Jesus, you can ask confidently for God's promise of protection and you can know without a doubt that you will have what you ask for when you pray? That's the promise we have in 1 John 5:14 and 15 and many other scriptures that make that promise to us. But this promise of protection goes to the person who will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And that means you are willing to obey God's word and you're willing to stay in His will and walk in His ways. That person can receive that promise of God's protection. It's often been said that God's will and His ways is like an umbrella of protection. And if you step outside of God's will and outside of His ways, that you're stepping outside of that promise of covering or protection, like stepping out from under an umbrella. And then you're open to the elements that would come against you. It's important to ask the Holy Spirit to show you, am I abiding in Your will, Lord? Am I abiding in Your ways? I want to stay in that secret place so I can receive all that Your promise of protection holds for me. The second verse says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. God wants you to be like the psalmist here, who indicates that his speech is full of faith. He says of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Your speech must be faith-filled instead of fear-filled to receive God's promise of protection. Understand that speaking words of fear, which is the enemy and the opposite of faith, opens the door for the enemy to operate in your life. Satan is the author of fear and strategically plots to tempt Christians to violate their covenant with God by speaking unbelief. Fear is unbelief or lack of faith in God's power to deliver you from any and all harm. Are there things that you fear? Then you're lacking faith in God's power to deliver you in that situation. When you say things like, I'm scared to death that my kids will be killed in a car wreck, understand, you are lacking in faith in God's power to protect. When you say, I'm afraid I'm going to get cancer just like everybody else in my family, you are lacking in faith in the area of God's protection for your health. When you say, I'm afraid my husband's going to leave me for another woman, you're allowing fear to enter your life. You're allowing unbelief in God's ability to protect and keep your family and your marriage situation. When you say, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job or the plant's going to close, understand that you are not standing in faith that God's your provider, and you've begun to look to other things to be your provider, and therefore fear can enter in because other things as your provider are unstable. But God's word is stable. It says it'll keep you stable in the Amplified translation of Psalm 91:1, that the person who dwells in the secret place will remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. You won't be shaken up. You won't be unstable mentally, emotionally, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High and you say of the Lord with your own mouth, God's my refuge, God's my fortress, God's my protection, in Him will I trust. It's vital for you to make the decision that you're going to be a person who walks by faith and who speaks faith in God's word. Speaking what God says will open the door for the blessings of God to fill your life. Be like the psalmist. He knew what the secret was. He said, now imagine, he's in the middle of difficulty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. Are you in the middle of a difficulty? Are you facing an impossible situation that looks like disaster's headed your way? It's time to say of the Lord, He's my refuge, He's my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. This will keep you under the covering of His protection. What is that promise of protection? I like to say about Psalm 91 that it provides full coverage. A lot of people purchase all kinds of insurance to provide coverage. And God's Word provides full coverage for you. The first promise that we see here is in verse 3. It says that God will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence or deadly pestilence. The snare of the fowler refers to traps that were set for birds by a hunter. Satan hunts for those he may trap with deception, or he sets traps for the person who's unwise to his devices or his tricks to bring about harm in their life. Abiding in God will keep you safe from Satan's traps. He does have a plan to trap you. Understand, God does not want you ignorant of His devices. And God's promise of protection is that God will deliver you from the snare of the fowler or from the traps of the devil. The second part of that verse says that He'll deliver you from the noisome pestilence or deadly pestilence. God's protection covers wicked, perverse calamities and plagues, plagues of sickness, sin, and error. God will protect you from any satanic strategy against your life, whether it be sickness, whether it be calamity, disaster, crisis. God's protection will cover that as well. In verse 4, it says that He will cover you with His feathers and under His wings you will trust. I love that. Like the eagle covers the baby birds in a nest with her wings, we can take refuge under God's wings of protection. I love a picture that the Lord gave me once, and it was of lying down in perfect peace and trust and confidence, and my head was on a pillow, and the pillow was written all over with the promises of God, and I literally saw the wing of God like a comforter covering me. And that's the kind of picture God wants you to have and to experience. He'll cover you with His feathers. He'll protect you, and under His wing you can take your refuge and trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. God's Word is truth, and that Word is a shield to those who trust and rely upon it. Do you trust God's Word? Do you believe what it says? Do you really take it seriously? We're instructed to put on the shield of faith as a critical component of spiritual armor. And the only way you'll have that shield of faith up is if you have confidence in God's Word and believe exactly what He says. That He's faithful who made the promise, that He's the one that will protect, that He'll keep you, that even all the fiery darts of the enemy that might be launched against your shield of faith will have no power over you because you trust in God's Word. It's important to get into the Word of God and take each word seriously, every promise, and say, I will take God's truth to be my shield and my protection. I believe God's Word. I have little cards that I've written over the years. Each card has a verse of scripture on it, a promise that I will speak out, memorize, confess His truth, believe in my heart. It's important to meditate on the Word of God. Don't just read a little portion of scripture before you go to bed. Begin to take the scripture seriously. Find the promises that apply to your situation. Write them down. Carry them with you. Pull them out of your pocket or your purse and read them out loud. If you're stuck in traffic or in wherever you may be on your lunch hour, God wants you to take His Word as your shield and His truth of His Word as your shield, and it's a shield to those who trust and rely on it. The next part of Psalm 91 that we read says, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." You know, we live in the midst of a very violent generation. Violence has only increased in the history of humanity. It has become more and more obvious that people have been taken captive by Satan and are filled with a spirit of rage, murder, violence, and that life itself has come to have little value in the eyes of many people, where they could kill someone as easily as they could have lunch. But God says that we're not to be afraid of the terror by night. God doesn't want you to go to sleep at night fearing that someone's going to break into your house and murder you. God says that we can be the kind of people that will not be afraid of the terror by night. He didn't say there is no terror by night. He says that we will not be afraid of the terror by night. We know that God's perfect love casts out all fear, according to 1 John 4:18. And that God promises that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, according to Isaiah 54:17. So we can walk in peace and confidence even in the midst of a very violent generation. In verse 6 of Psalm 91, it says that we won't be afraid of the terror by night, in verse 5, nor in verse 6, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, or of the destruction that wastes at noonday. This verse is very timely for our era, when bizarre strains of diseases are striking fear in the hearts of many people. And it's also a time when military weapons that can cause mass destruction exist like never before. We could literally have destruction that wastes at noon in a moment with one nuclear weapon launched by a foe. And yet, God wants us to rest in His promise of protection. And this is for the people who will dwell in that secret place. Will you stay in the center of God's will? Will you seek out His will for your life? Will you seek out His word and ask the Lord to show you if there's any area of your life where you're out of alignment with God's word? God wants you to be a person who is in the center of His will, under the shadow of His wings, dwelling in that secret place, and free from fear of terror by night, of pestilence, of illness, of bizarre diseases, or bacteria, or strains of disease. He wants us free from that. He intended for you to fully walk in perfect peace, regardless of what is happening around us in our society. You can even claim this scripture of protection from disease for your animals if you're a farmer, because the scripture says that God intended for the blessings of Abraham to come upon the Gentiles. That was part of the purpose of this new covenant with Jesus, that all the blessings that were promised to Abraham, and one of the blessings that Abraham had was that his livestock would be blessed. Are you a farmer? Do you have livestock and you're fearing the dread of disease that's been spoken of in Europe and they're so fearing is coming to the United States? Take this scripture and say, God, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you said that I don't have to be afraid of the pestilence that walks in darkness. God wants to be your protection in every area of your life. The next part of this scripture, which is found in Psalm 91, verse 7, says, 1,000 may fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Again, we see a promise that we can grasp. When the threat of a mass tragedy, such as earthquakes or plane crashes or bomb threats, are all around us, God wants you to take that scripture to heart, but make sure you're dwelling in that secret place with Him. It is told, many stories are told of military units that have memorized Psalm 91. There's a very famous one in a military unit of World War II, where the leader of that military unit was a Christian, and he required his men, before they went into battle, to memorize Psalm 91. and that entire military unit came out unscathed, even though they were in the midst of very fierce battle and there were heavy losses, heavy casualties among other troops in the area. And yet they memorized and took to heart Psalm 91, that 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Take that word to heart. Don't be afraid of earthquakes or bomb threats or plane crashes or nuclear disasters. God says even if 1,000 fall at your right side or 10,000 at your right hand, it's not going to come near you if you are a person who's relying and trusting in God. In verse 8, we see this wonderful scripture that says, only a spectator shall you be. And in the Amplified Version it says, only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. God will give you protection even if everyone around you falls. I love the promise of verse 11 in Psalm 91 that says, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up with their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. The scripture tells us we have ministering spirits, which are angels, assigned to us by God for our help. Hebrews 1:14 and Psalm 34 verse 7 make reference to this very fact. Psalm 34 verse 7 says that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him to deliver them. God has given angels charge over those who love God. Hebrews 1:14 says that they are ministering for the heirs of salvation. If you're a born-again Christian, there are angels who have been given charge to keep you in all your ways. Ask the Lord to release them to do their job. God, release those angels that you've given charge over me to keep me as I go out to do my job, as I get in my car on the freeway or on the highway, as I get on this plane. Whatever your situation is, call on the Lord to watch over his word, to perform it, to do what he's promised on your behalf. He's waiting for people who take him seriously and take his word to heart. Pray that way. God's not offended by it. He's looking to and fro throughout the whole earth, trying to find somebody whose heart is trusting wholly in him. Or one translation says, who's totally loyal to him. You are trusting in God today, then you can say, God, release your angels to keep me and to deliver me today from any harm. In the final verses of Psalm 91, we see the promise that we shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall we trample under our own feet. This obviously speaks of the authority of the believer over Satan and all his demonic hosts, which is sadly under-exercised in the lives of many, many believers. There's authority in the spirit realm. If you're a born-again Christian, you can take the authority of the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus to trample on the works of the enemy and not have Satan overtake you, but you overtake him and his arena. And finally, we have the promise that because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This beautiful summation of the intent of God to bless and protect and deliver and honor the person whose heart is filled with love for God is priceless. This is a psalm I cannot exhort you enough to commit to memory. Teach to your children so that they may know that the heart of God towards them is to protect them and keep them, and that their minds can be renewed out of the fear that fills the world and into the protection that God longs to provide to every one of his children. That's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you, if you'd like more study on this topic, for a donation of $15 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll send you a two-tape series called Psalms of Protection. It covers Psalm 91 and Psalm 27, and I know it'll bless you. Just write to us at the address that you'll hear in just a moment. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.